An attack by Islamic militants against government soldiers in the Somali capital today left at least 15 people dead. The attack comes a day after Somalia's parliament passed a vote of confidence to the new Somali-American prime minister. Meanwhile, Kenya is blocking attempts by aid agencies to move over 7,000 of Somalis fleeing fighting to refugee camps just inside the Kenyan border. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that an additional 30,000 people are displaced within Somalia due to fighting between Al-Shabaab rebels and Somali troops. UNHCR spokesperson in Somalia, Roberta Russo, says that if fighting resumes, even the lives of refugees who have crossed the border into Kenya could be at risk.
There are over 7,000 people in border point number one, which is just 500 meters from the town of Belatawa. On the border, they are receiving basic food, basic relief items, and medical assistance by several NGOs, the Kenyan government and the UNHCR. What we would like is to relocate them to an area where we can establish a kind of temporary camp where we can have shelter facilities, medical facilities, and all the basic requirements of a camp in emergencies until we find out if these people would like to return to Somalia or to seek asylum in Kenya and then move to the biggest refugees camp in Kenya. But UNHCR really urges the government to give us the green light to relocate these people a few kilometers away from the border because we think it's very dangerous for them. In case fighting resumes, they could be caught in the fighting and it's dangerous for their lives.
Now, you still do not have access to the 30,000 people who are within Somalia's borders. Why haven't you been able to access them?
Because the security situation is extremely sensitive. The fighting sees basically different factions taking over from each other every couple of days. So every time we try to negotiate access to the displaced people, there is a change in command, and then the negotiations start again. And there is fighting. There are certainly people who have been killed during the fighting, so it's extremely dangerous for any humanitarian agency, including Somali NGOs, to access the area.